You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. I want to talk to you about an important thing here that people aren't getting, people aren't understanding. As we become believers and we're called believers, what are we believing in? That's something to think about. What does it mean to be a believer? And there are many people that desire to follow the guidelines and instructions, also known as the commandments of our wonderful Creator. And there are many people that are led astray to think that all of that was nailed to the cross and we have freedom to do whatever we want and live however we want. Regardless, the question remains, what does it mean to be a believer? I know many Christians, so-called believers, that say the law is done away with. We no longer need to follow the commandments, but yet they still follow 90% of the commandments. Then I know many people that says, without a doubt, we're supposed to follow all the ones we actually can follow, but they're not following all the ones they can follow. And there are many people that believe one thing and do another. Their action speaks louder than words. So I ask you again, what does it mean to be a believer? So as we ponder this question, we have to ask ourselves what our Creator says about these things, how He asks us to live. The Word says in Scripture, my sheep follow my voice. They follow me. They hear me. They see me. They follow me. So follow me. And this is Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, talking. And the one we're following, our leader, you know, we follow the leader. We're following our leader. So the question becomes now, who is your leader? Many people will confess with their tongues, Yeshua is their leader, the one they call Jesus. He's the one that's leading them. He's the leader. He's the one they follow. He's the one they believe in. But yet, everything He says to do, they're not doing, not even questioning it. As a matter of fact, they're living against what He told to do and how to do it. So no matter what the lip service says, is that really a follower of the way of Yeshua? Well, our Creator has given us in the Bible a pattern and many different patterns. And one of the important things He's given us is a calendar. I'm not talking about the man-made calendar. I'm talking about the calendar that our Creator has given us. And on that calendar, He's given us some appointments. Today we call them holidays. The Scripture calls them holy days or appointments. And He wants us to come meet at those appointments every single time he puts it on His calendar. And in the Scriptures, He says, do that throughout all your generations. I know very few, if none, so-called Christians that are seeking our Creator's calendar. And it is, when you look at all the things our Creator told us to do, and the number one thing people don't do, or the most popular thing people don't do, is follow His set appointed appointments or His times, completely getting away from it. At the same time, man has been swayed away to follow every little Hallmark holiday out there in the world today, every holiday from every custom in the world today, but they're convinced that they no longer need to follow the days of our Creator and His calendar, what He tells us to follow. His calendar has not an overwhelming amount of days, appointments, but He says the ones it does have to follow. One of these days is coming upon us real shortly here, depending when you're watching this. It's called the Passover. And then there's the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And then there's first fruits. These are the beginning of many of our Creator's appointments and appointments times. And they go along right with the Sabbath and the new moons and all these different appointments that our Creator gives us. I know to some degree we're intelligent people. And I ask yourself, if you have an important appointment with somebody and you miss it time after time after time again, how can that person you are going to meet take you seriously? Well, how can our Creator take us seriously when we do not meet Him on His set appointed days according to His calendar? People say, well, where is this calendar? It's hidden. I never seen it. I never knew what it was. It's right in the Bible. He tells us when to meet Him and what to do and how to do it. And the world's going to come against people when it comes to this, when it comes to living in cost of, according to the Bible. But our Creator gave us these appointments for a reason. For a reason. So not only does He just want us to follow these appointments because why not? No, there's a reason behind it. And the reason behind these appointments is the reason behind everything that Scripture leads up to. You know, it's called history, His story. And His story is only completed one way. And the feast days or the appointed days, the appointments of our Creator are given to us to remind us of the completion of the story of Scripture. It all comes down to Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, the one they call Jesus. That's what the appointments are about. Every set apart holy day, as much as we think it helps us and reminds us of the past events that have happened, it all points to Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, that we never, ever forget. It says in Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they rejected and forgot my Torah. They can no longer be priests for me. Not only will they suffer, their children will suffer. Because they've forgotten and they rejected. And the appointment, these appointed times, are what hold us together to help us never to forget and never reject His story, history, the story of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. So please think about this when we understand His appointed times. Many people have been deceived to believe that these appointed times and this holy calendar of creation is for certain people at a certain time. In essence, it is. It's for us today. It's for everyone. But when people hear the words like Passover and Feast of Unleavened Bread, they automatically think, well, that's for the Jewish people. And I submit to you today, there were 12 tribes of Israel. Judah was one of those tribes. I submit to you today that the Torah is not a Jewish thing. It's a Bible thing. It's a Yahweh thing. I submit to you today that these appointed times and our Creator's calendar is for all creation and not just for one group of people. And we need to accept that. We need to accept that. And throughout history, the great men of Scripture accepted that, and they had an amazing faith to trust our Creator in all areas. And it was the greatest desire of every single person that honored and respected and trusted and loved Yahweh was to be connected to His appointed days. This is it. This is everything in Scripture. While the world today has, and even the church today has made it the least, this is the most, is to be connected to His holy set apart days. It's the essence of everything. I know people that do not follow the Bible. I know people that do not believe Yeshua is the Messiah, but they strongly live moral ideas and laws according to the land that go along with Scripture. don't kill, don't steal, don't curse, don't commit adultery. But what they're missing is the blessing, the joy, and the faith, and everything that comes down to is being connected to our Creator through these set appointed times. There's nothing a person can do in their walk, whether it's with Yeshua or not, in life, their walk in life, to be closer to our Creator than to live according to His appointed, set apart plan for our lives, and to come and meet Him according to His instructions at these times. Nothing one can do to come close to those things. And I give you this and I tell you this because it's upon us now. It's upon us now. We must understand and we must believe this. We must believe this. We must change ourselves and get away from the worldly desires of man and the ways of man and stop seeking to please man. And we must start believing and seeking our Creator and go out on faith and trust that our Creator is true, our Creator is real, our Creator wants us to do things His way, not man's way. This was the essence of the story of Yeshua. He came to save people from the disobedience they were living through the deception of man. The disobedience that was going to keep them from getting the final reward through the deception of man. And Yeshua came face to face with those men. And He challenged them. And He corrected them. And He gave them an opportunity and a choice to follow Yahweh through Him or to continue with their heresy and all the other stuff they were doing. That is what Yeshua did. He came to show people the truth, the true way of how to do it and what to do. The question comes down today is, whose approval do you look for? Whose praises do you look for? Do you look for praise of man, or do you look for Yahweh to be joyful at the things you're doing, the following of Him? He doesn't need us. He did it for us. He didn't need to give us a calendar and He set appointed times. He did it for us. A blessing. And what a blessing it is. What a blessing it is. And throughout everything, His greatest desire is for us to walk with Him. For us to walk with Him. And I ask you today, how many of you are walking with Him? So in the story of the Passover, you had this same battle going on. Good versus evil. Followers and believers versus unfollowers and unbelievers. Going at it against each other. Now, there's a greater spiritual battle going on that we do not see, but it's taking place right now, and it's consistently taking place. And on our actions determine what side we're following. And every time we ignore one of these appointed feast days or these appointed times by our Creator, we, in essence, are choosing the side of the enemy. And there are great, great, severe consequences for that. We must get back to following our Creator and our Creator's ways. And our Creator came down in human form to show us how it should be. To be that living example for us, to show us how to do it. And in essence, He became physically part of this set-appointed Pesach time by literally becoming the lamb that was slain for us, so we'd wake up and get it right. If we didn't sin, if we didn't live in disobedience, we wouldn't need Him. And we wouldn't need Him. But we did, and we do, and that's why we need Him. And that's why without understanding this, we will never be set free. We will never, ever be set free. We must understand about the Passover and the appointed time. We must get it. And all the events that led up to it. And I'm afraid we're being led astray today by the way it's being observed, even by people that are desiring to observe it. For the scriptures say, do not take away and do not add to my word, but keep my commandments. Do not take away and do not add, but keep my commandments. It says all over the scriptures. All over the scriptures. But today, people are getting this backwards. They're making a big celebration, a big joyful celebration out of this serious thing, and they're not taking it serious. People are not taking this holy day serious enough. And it's created a big problem. Just as the death of a loved one, who we know, whether it be our father, our spouse, our child, our best friend, it's not a time we get together and we have a big joyful celebration as we think about that person that died. No. We want to remember what he did for us. Remember who he is for us. And remember what he continually does for us. We must get away from the worldly way of doing things. We must get away from the worldly way of doing things. We must get away from the religious way of doing things, whether it be the rabbinical way or the Christian way. We must get away from that. We must return to the Bible and what Scripture says we should do. And what Scripture says how we should do it. We need to understand that this is a somber event. It isn't a party. For everything, everything. Even though when we look at the freedom of the children from Egypt, still, the fact that they were there alone puts such a sad thing to it. To be so thankful for what he's done for us and how Yahweh has freed us. But at the same time, not to treat it like a fun festival or a party. It's not meant to be a party. It's supposed to be a serious thing, and we're supposed to teach our children how serious this was. And not mislead them to think that this is just some party and some fun event where they can play games and look for certain things and all this. No, it's about a death and a resurrection. Hallelujah. Praise our wonderful Creator. Remember, we must remember and prepare and to keep these holy set-appointed days by our Creator. He gives us this call to higher living. It says in the scriptures, for you know that Yahweh paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And the ransom he paid was not mere gold or silver. It was the precious blood of Yeshua, the sinless, spotless Lamb of Yahweh. Yahweh chose him to as your ransom before the world began. But he has now revealed him to you in these last days. 1 Peter 1:18-20. 1 Peter 1:18-20. The instructions for the Passover are not, and they don't come from a Jewish Seder book, which adds a whole bunch of stuff that doesn't even have anything to do with the scriptures. It doesn't come from the Christian Easter, which is a whole bunch of pagan tradition, everything else. No, it's in the holy words of our Creator. In Exodus 12, read Exodus 12. It tells you what to do, how to do it. That's it. But it also says that it's forever. In 1 Peter 1:24-25 says, as the scriptures say, people are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in a field. The grass withers and flowers fade. But the word of Yahweh remains forever. The word of Yahweh remains forever. And this Passover and this Feast of Unleavened Bread and the first fruits is something that we were to practice, that we were to understand, that we would connect to Yeshua through forever. It is not an extra day off of work or a holiday or something like this where we can go to the beach. No, it's a day where we're remembering somebody close who we loved and loved us, who died for us. We have days to remember the armies that died for us so this country could have freedom. We have days for us to remember the people that set slaves free so they could have freedom. But so many people are quick to forget Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, who made everything possible through his wonderful grace and mercy and the sacrifice of Yahweh. So they got their days for this day and their days for that person and their days for this. But where's the day to remember this on our man-made pagan calendar today? You see, the calendar today will honor and remember all these different things and all these different reasons. But they leave out the most important days, the set-appointed holy days of our Creator. And only when you look at the Creator's calendar as found in the Bible will you be able to connect and understand what this is really about and how to stay connected. We must get this. The holy days, the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the first fruits. We must get this. That he was willing to die for us and did. We must get this. The sinless, spotless Lamb died for us and set an example for us. It says in the scripture in Hebrews 4:5, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are. Yet he was without sin, Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah." And Yeshua saying, Paul's saying in 1 Corinthians 5:7, "For Yeshua Messiah, our Passover Lamb, has been sacrificed." And then the wonderful resurrection that comes, the first fruits in 1 Corinthians 15:20. It says, "Yeshua indeed, both raised from the dead, is the firstborn of those who have fallen asleep." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is risen. He is risen. Please, please, please take this day serious. Please remember the importance of our Creator's calendar. If you just take this next year and follow the calendar of our Creator, the days of our Creator, the feast of our Creator as found in Scripture, your life will change. Your life will change on every level for the better. For the better. So let us read Scripture. And let us begin with this first important feast day, this appointed day of the Pesach, the Passover and unleavened bread. And to read Exodus 12 and to see what it says of how we're supposed to do and what we're supposed to do. Our Creator does not leave us with confusion. The enemy is the one who causes confusion. Our Creator has told us exactly what to do to observe this holy day. Praise Yahweh, praise Yahweh. So as we close this video, read Exodus 12. Pray about it. Speak to our Creator about it. And make this time, this year, the first time you either do a Passover event or the first time you do it in a more biblical way, in a less traditional rabbinical or Christian way. The focus is Yeshua, our Messiah. Nothing else. It shouldn't be on food. It shouldn't be on how much food we can eat. It shouldn't be on a little games around the house about hiding things. No. It should be about cleansing ourselves, cleansing our house and ourselves, and following the guiding instructions of our Creator, and to remember Yeshua, to remember Yeshua. I know people where their favorite family pet dies, and every year their pet dies, they cry and they think about their pet. They might sit in front of the TV with the family and watch old videos of that pet. Their pet. That's why the world is the way it is today, because we give more reverence to a dead pet than we give to an alive Messiah. That's the problem. That's the problem. We must repent. We must repent. And be thankful Yah gave us the scriptures and he gave us this holy time and his holy calendar. Praise our wonderful creator. Thank you, Father Yah. And have a blessed Feast of Unleavened Bread, a Pesach, and first fruits. Today, as you listen to this right now, is Passover. And remember what an important time it is. If you've never observed the Passover, tonight would be your opportunity to do so. You can find a local Jewish group, or you can find a local Christian group that's observing the Passover. And even though you don't have a complete understanding of how to do it or what it is, at least you're partaking in one of the set appointed times of our Creator. Instead of idolizing pagan holidays and traditions that most Christian churches keep, it would be a wonderful thing for your spiritual wellness to start experiencing the set appointed times that our Creator Yahweh had commanded us to experience throughout all time. Remember, folks, the Passover, even though it saved the children of Israel, remember, you are a child of Israel. You are the commonwealth of Israel. And our Creator wants us to be as safe and blessed as possible. And this is the way to do this. So, if this is your first Passover, please don't do it. As you're listening to this message, don't sit home and treat it like an ordinary day. This is a special day and a special time. And if you did not have time to make plans to do anything tonight, there is provisions for a second Passover 1 month later in Scripture as well. Please get to my website, contact me. Maybe there's a local group in your area that's doing it that I know of that I can put you in touch with. You can contact me through my website. But please stop neglecting our created appointed times from our Creator's calendar. Don't say, oh, well, I'll just do it next year. It's too late. It's not too late. You're listening to this message right now. This evening is when people are doing their Passover Seder. And then we have a second opportunity next month. Remember, if you have an important appointment with a doctor and you miss it, you don't wait a whole nother year. You try to reschedule as soon as possible. So try to keep the true appointment tonight. And if you can't do it, reschedule as soon as possible next month. I'm here to help you. Contact me through my website and I'll be happy to do so. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
In my time, I've traveled some roads, a rolling stone. Nowhere feels like home. And I've seen people come, then they go. And life is just a story of some highs and some lows. Tell me, do you believe in miracles? I'm standing here before your eyes. I've cried many rivers, I've walked through some pain, I've seen my world crumble, and I've carried shame. But I know somebody, he calls me his own. I can hear heaven singing out, oh, you're never alone, oh, you're never alone. Everybody wants to be king. We put all our hope inside material things.